The new year kicks off big for some Northern California artists. I'm Randall White. For this first episode of Insight Music 2019, we revisit some stellar in-studio performances from three artists, all releasing new records. Hi Mom is an indie pop-punk trio from Sacramento. The lead singer's music is deeply personal, and it's brought to life with support from friends and bandmates. Ross Hammond's latest release is dedicated to his wife and daughter. You'll hear him play a song from the new solo album, Riding Dragons in Winter. And Tahoe native Sean Pauling performs retro-influenced folk pop. He just released his second album, Sun Sinking, which explores love, reincarnation, and the natural beauty of California. That's all coming up today on Insight Music. First, here's the news. From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight Music, our monthly exploration of artists and sounds from in and around the Sacramento scene. I'm Randall White. Hi Mom is an indie pop-punk trio here in Sacramento. They cite influences like Green Day, Alkaline Trio, Death Cab for Cutie, Weezer, and many more. The band started as a solo project for guitarist and singer Bailey Zindel in 2016. Then in 2017, he teamed up with drummer Henry Deem and lead guitarist Jack Wittick. Bailey's songs are a deeply personal and honest exploration of his journey getting clean. I spoke with the band just before they released their debut full-length album, Songs for Me.
I think part of it is just the nature of the music. Like, I recorded this record in 2016 with my roommate at the time, and like a lot of it is just full band music. Like, style-wise, it's really hard to perform by myself. But also, I just think, right. I don't know, the camaraderie of being in a band is something that, like, I've been in bands a lot before this, and it's just something that I think it makes everything a lot easier.
How did you guys come together as a band? How did you all know each other?
I met Henry, I think, through Facebook. I made a post looking for drummers, and somebody tagged him, and he had just...
Yeah, I just moved here from Detroit at that time.
So. Welcome to Sacramento.
Thanks.
Well, it's been a few years now.
Yep, 3.
I had just moved from Chico to Sacramento. I think it was actually Julian, our old bass player. He, like, hit me up to hang out, and Bailey was there, too, and, like... That's how I met Bailey originally, and then they were looking for a guitar player to go on tour with them, like, a couple weeks later, and Julian suggested that I join them, so I was like, yeah, I'm down, like, I've never been on tour before, so it was really exciting, and then just hit it off with these guys, like, right away.
And musically, you all connect pretty well, you have the same influences?
It's actually, like, pretty ranged, like, yeah. I don't know, Bailey didn't really have, like, an emo phase, like, for this kind of music, like, Bailey's more into, like, pop music and Green Day, I'm kind of more into, like, punk and hardcore music, I know Henry's kind of into, like, old school punk as well.
How does it then mesh with the final product?
I mean, it meshes pretty well. Me and Bailey have, like some of the same favorite bands or whatever, and I feel like our influences are pretty identical for the most part, so meshes pretty well.
I think it comes out in our live performance, too, since, like, Henry and I both like hardcore music. Like, our performances are very energetic when we're not playing acoustic.
Yeah, and today will be a little more acoustic, right? Or
right.
Entirely acoustic. So let's hear a little bit of that. We start with Coping Lessons, and I'll just let you kick right in.
Cool. Everything that's wrong with me, so push
without any meaning. You say all of your things without any feeling at all, and I can't ignore this anymore. And there's so many things that I lack. When I was younger, I had passion, now I have to fight to get it back.
Coping Lessons from the band Hi Mom. It's from their debut album, Songs for Me. What was the inspiration for Coping Lessons?
To me, that song is kind of like the thesis statement of this album, like along with one of the other songs. And I wrote this album after getting sober, and Coping Lessons kind of looks at like my relationship with substances through the lens of like a metaphorical relationship. So the lyric, you push me till I fall down, till I can't get back up, and still I hope you'll be there each morning when I wake up, is like kind of about knowing something that is like really destructive and harmful for you, but still you kind of like wish that you could have that to rely on. So I guess it was about learning to live without the same vices that I was used to, mm-hmm. and just kind of knowing that that was what was best for me.
Yeah. So I can't really let you guys go without finding out where the name Hi Mom comes from.
I'll let Henry take that one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
So originally I saw this band called NoFX play on Conan O'Brien. The drummer put Hi Mom on his bass drum, and then we were about to shoot our first music video. So I thought it would be kind of cool to do that because around that same time my mom passed away. So I figured it would be kind of cool to do that. Yeah.
And so all of you guys were like, yeah, Hi Mom, let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of, like, we couldn't agree with the band name, and I did that for the video, and he was like, hey, would it be cool if we just named the band that? And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And we just stuck with it.
Yeah, we were all just kind of like, yeah, that's funny and kind of messed up. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And we're going to hear another song now from Songs for Me. This one, No Room for Love.
Yes.
And I'll let you kick in when you're ready.
Save this. strain because I have to leave you here. I'm sorry that I could never connect or relate to you. Take this ball.
Sacramento band Hi Mom with an acoustic version of their song No Room for Love. It's on their debut album, Songs for Me. And Hi Mom is Bailey Zindel, Henry Deem, and Jack Wittick. Bailey, you're responsible for writing that?
Yeah.
An inspiration behind that one?
I was involved with this girl who was like really cool and really interesting, but I just didn't. She had more interest in me than I did in her. So that song is just kind of like a I'm sorry that like I can't be what you want me to be song, you know, like, because I felt like I was just pretty unfair to her. So,
yeah.
So Jack and Henry, with Bailey, you know, writing this music, and I'm sure he has like a vision for how the song should sound. What sort of conversations do you guys have to make sure that you're performing it the right way? You know, add some changes to it, or how does that work?
I live with Bailey, so like whenever he has like a song idea or something, he'll usually just send it to me and like jam it. I really like playing with this band because like Bailey pretty much has the vision for everything. Like I also play in two other bands where like one where I'm the primary songwriter, another one where my other friend is the primary songwriter. So I pretty much just kind of follow like what Bailey has in mind. And then like for live stuff, I'll do little embellishments here and there to make it sound more like me. But I try to stick pretty closely to Bailey's vision.
That's Hi Mom, Bailey Zindel on guitar and vocals, Jack Wittick on lead guitar, and Henry Deem on drums. You can find the new record Songs for Me and music videos on our website. Check it all out on capradio.org/insightmusic. I'm Randall White. We'll be back with more music in just a bit, right here on Insight Music. Back with Insight Music on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Randall White. Next up is my conversation with Ross Hammond and his in-studio performance. He's a prolific performer and recording artist, both as a solo guitarist and collaborator with jazz and folk and world music artists in Sacramento. Ross Hammond joined me before the release of his solo album, Riding Dragons in Winter.
Honestly, it's like constant inspiration just around the house. You know, it's I'm a family guy, you know, that's just my vibe. And just being able to be a musician and be a dad and be a husband and, you know, try to make it all work and not sucking at anything, you know, that's kind of the motivation.
Right.
So a lot of that comes out, you know, musically. I feel like when my daughter was a baby, there were always like little things I would sing to her around the house that I would turn into songs. And I will play music for her a lot of times when she's going to sleep, like lullabies and stuff. And a lot of these things have turned into projects. And
so dedication just seemed natural.
Yeah, and it's just a constant muse. I mean, honestly, at this point, it's not even a conscious thing. I just feel like playing music, you know, playing my guitar and stuff and improvising, that's basically how I communicate with the world. I mean, I feel like I can do it better that way than anything, than writing or talking on the radio or anything. You know, I feel like just playing guitar, for me, it's the most pure form of communication. So if there's a inspiration, if there's muse, which I have around the house, I mean, it just comes out in music, and it's what I'm thinking about. And so a lot of times with song titles and that kind of thing and just song forms or whatever, they'll always be inspired by a situation. Even though I play instrumental music, it's always like a soundtrack to something.
What about the title of the record, Riding Dragons in Winter?
It's just like a fantasy I have, you know, or I feel like I live with two very adventurous women, you know, my wife and daughter, and the cover of the record is the two of them basically riding a dragon, and my daughter has her sword out and she's ready to conquer the world, and my wife is kind of in on it, you know, when she's kind of holding her just to make sure she doesn't fall off the
right.
dragon. That's the picture, you know. And my friend Bobby Podesta, a friend of mine from high school who's actually works at Pixar now, he drew that for me. It just totally perfectly captures like just the metaphor, I think, of where we are right now in terms of you know, childhood and being parents and stuff and trying to raise a little action hero, but also trying to make sure, like, don't fall off the dragon while you're doing it. But it's, you know, that kind of thing.
I love it, bringing back great graphic album covers.
Yeah.
Let's hear some live music. What are you going to play? Give us a little bit about it.
I'm going to play one of the themes off the record. It's called The Soothsayer's Haiku, and I'm just going to kind of improvise off the theme.
Excellent. Let's do it.
All right. Thank you.
That's terrific. Guitarist Ross Hammond. And you can't see it, but your daughter's just over your shoulder in the control room here, and she's got the headphones on. And
she's probably not listening to me.
Listening to something else, but I'm sure she hears plenty of it around the house.
Yeah, she's old. It's old hat. I feel like the blind squirrel analogy. Being a musician, I've been a musician full time since I was about 23, and in that time, there's a lot. I mean, it's hard. It's a rewarding life, and it's there's a lot you get out of it in terms of relationships and friends and you know, peers and that kind of thing. But there's a lot of frustration. You know, there's a lot of gigs that don't come through. There's a lot of promises that aren't made. There's an apathetic audience sometimes. And a lot of this is nothing that it's unavoidable. You know, it's just living in the arts. And because basically what I'm doing is I'm living in the arts, and I'm trying to create stuff, and I'm putting my own music out and my own work out. But I'm essentially also self-employed, and I'm a dad on top of that. So the roadblocks or the speed bumps that occur when one is self-employed, I mean, those all still apply. So I think that at this point, you know, I'm 41 years old, and I've done this for so long, I just kind of have to see it through, because, you know, it's been that's just the reality. And
do you see music as communication, and
yeah,
that sometimes the communication's going well, you know, and sometimes it's,
yeah,
not?
I mean, I feel like, you know, the music itself is on another, it's on another plane. You know, the music itself is the reason we stick with it. It's kind of a higher, I guess, a higher form of communication, because you're communicating with the world. You know, the stuff that really gets in the way is all of the human stuff, you know, that we don't necessarily have control over. If you're promised a gig or promised a record or something and it falls through, I mean, that's due to like human error, human relationships or whatever. The reason that we keep playing, the reason that I keep playing is when I can sit there and be quiet and play my guitar and just enjoy the sounds that are kind of cascading out of it. This is a great moment. I mean, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm complaining about being a musician. I'm not. I love being a musician, but I feel that for all of the times where, you know, things haven't worked out or whatever, this is something that is really working out, and I'm really happy to be able to do it.
You've played a lot of different spaces, yeah, coffee houses,
mm-hmm,
and
I played a lot
small
of festivals,
club, medium clubs, yeah, all those sorts of. Yeah. What, to you, what is the ideal space?
A place where people listen. I mean, I do a lot of different types of gigs, man. It's you know, bars and restaurants and concert houses and coffee houses and house concerts. House concerts are probably my favorite. Mm-hmm. You know, playing at someone's home where they invite you in, and then they're inviting you into their personal space, and so everyone's going to listen. That's really nice. And also playing church is pretty fun. That's a good gig.
But how about the Insight Studio?
The Insight Studio is great. I know. I totally just wrecked that answer. I was like, oh,
no,
it's
no,
this one.
No, that's okay. But we are going to take advantage of you being here
right
and
on.
Let you play at least one more for us.
Okay,
here.
Cool. I'm going to play. I'm going to play a blues for you.
That's guitarist Ross Hammond. His new record is called Riding Dragons in Winter.
your songs seem like they might be inside jokes with your wife and daughter.
Or just with myself.
Is there any track on the record that has a fun backstory?
The first song, Codes, it's a steel guitar piece. I learned how to play steel guitar over the last couple years, and this is really my first foray into recording it. The song Codes was a lot of different codes that we have in our life, you know, my family's life, like gate codes or codes to unlock your iPhone or, right. you know, just numeric passages. And I took a few of those and put them together and in terms of intervals and made these little melodies that kind of cascade through the piece. And so that's what that song's based around.
So no one's going to be able to decode that, right?
If you can, you know, right. if you can, more
be
power
my
to
guest.
You. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
That's guitarist Ross Hammond, his album called Riding Dragons in Winter, and it's dedicated to his wife and daughter. We have a video of Ross performing in the Cap Radio Garden on our website. It's at capradio.org/insightmusic. You're listening to Insight Music. I'm your music guide this week, Randall White. Listening to Insight Music on Cap Radio, I'm Randall White. Sean Pauling grew up in South Lake Tahoe, where he learned to play guitar and trombone, also to write songs. He writes retro-influenced folk pop songs that reflect his love of California's natural beauty. Sean's now based out of Los Angeles, where he first met his bandmates Nate and Andrea Vaughn. Andrea keeps the beat going on drums, Nate plays bass, and he also mixes and produces Sean's records. In 2014, Sean Pauling released his debut album, Eye for an Eiger. During his tour of California last summer, Sean Pauling stopped by the Insight studio to chat with Pamela Wu about his brand new second album, Sunsinking.
So this is definitely a departure from my last album. It is a nice mix of still my kind of relaxed vibe, but I also mix in more sounds from the 70s, you could say, like 70s pop music, synthesizer, and then a good use of horns, and there's some saxophone, trumpet, trombone, bass trombone mix in there.
Talk about the process of recording, too. I understand that this was recorded in both Chicago and L.A.
Yeah, so my friend and producer, Nate Vaughn, moved to Chicago and decided to follow him out there. And I spent 6 weeks recording with him and his wife, who's our drummer. And we just used the resources at hand out there in Chicago. I was a music major at UCLA and USC. I got to know all these musicians who are now world-class musicians all over the country. So I happened to have a few friends in the Chicago area. I had a percussionist friend come in and record some percussion stuff for a song, and then another friend who played trombone come in and play and bring in other players. So it was really fun just using the Chicago resources.
Yeah, very cool collaboration. The first single off this album is the song 100 Lives. Tell us about it.
100 Lives is a nice light love song that flirts with the idea of past lives. So it goes back and talks about maybe these different situations where I might have met my significant other, going all the way back to like Big Bang times. I think the idea of past lives is a very kind of romantic sort of thing, you know, the feeling that you have some sort of connection here. How many thousands of beggars must I be before you will love me? 100 lives I've lived before, they left me wanting more. Da 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 da. I've wandered many distant lands so that I could finally ask your hand. Shall I recite all our history? You've seen it all along. I just want you to know these are the days that we have longed for. So many lifetimes have gone before. Gotta want it, gotta need it. I've been dreaming of you for so long.
got blind and white, part of me and part of you, made of something new. I prayed for you in the darkest of hours, and dreamt of you while at war. Oh, passed you on a city street, and here we finally meet, and I know for sure these are the days that we have longed for. So many lifetimes have gone before. Gotta want it, gotta need it. I've been dreaming of you for so long. Gotta want it, gotta need it. I've been dreaming of you for so long. Gotta want it, gotta need it. Looking back on eons long ago, when we were just echoes in another's eyes, waiting to grow. I want to know.
That was Sean Pauling performing 100 Lives. His new album is called Sun Sinking. Your bandmates are Nate and Andrea Vaughn. They're a married couple. Tell me what your collaboration with them is like.
I've been working with Nate for the past two albums, even though they both moved to Chicago and Andrea is getting her PhD out there. I followed them out there because it was such a good team effort. And Andrea has gotten more and more involved. She helped write some of the songs lyrically this next album, and she's been drumming for us. And then Nate plays bass, so we make a nice trio.
And you both tour and record with them.
Yeah, yeah. So this is the first album I did. It was various musicians and professional musician friends that I had in L.A. This album, it's mostly the three of us.
Tell us about the song Last in Line.
So Last in Line is one of those songs, and every songwriter has one of these songs where it kind of just wrote itself, actually, in my sleep. I woke up in the middle of the night. It was like 3 a.m. I had just been having the dream of me performing the song and the chorus, almost how it is now. Lyrics usually come a little bit later for me, but there are bits and pieces of the exact lyrics that I have now. So I went out to the living room and recorded the idea immediately. You gotta do that. When I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm like, oh, I'll remember it in the morning, but usually can't remember it unless I can record it right at that moment. So
you've got to grab it while it's there.
Yep.
This is Sean Pauling with the song Last in Line from his new album, Sun Sinking.
Take these arms, watch them grow, into the man who'll keep you warm. Hold these hands and listen close. They sing a quiet song. As a child, I dreamed of you. Never knew if you loved me too. Last in line, I thought they'd steal you. First to go because they do not hesitate. Talk of love when they don't mean it. All the while you don't know I'm thinking of you. See you there, flirting with Steven. How could I be his even? He makes you laugh with just a smirk on his face. Like Dorian, he hides his picture. As a girl, you didn't fall for that. Grew into the woman I love. Last in line, I thought they'd steal ya. First to go because they do not hesitate. Talk of love when they don't mean it. All the while, you don't know I'm thinking. Now you're mine and we both know it. It took so long, but I loved every single day. 1 year becomes a million. Happy tears, they fall because you're thinking of me. No, 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 no.
The title of the new album is Sun Sinking. What does that mean and how did you come up with it?
I actually came up with the name Sun Sinking when I was 2 years old. Apparently, I got a stick and filled up a cup with dirt and put the stick in the dirt, and I thought it was a tree, and I called the tree Sun Sinking. So that was the beginnings. But this album, it really fit well because Sun Sinking for the album, the songs basically follow an arc where you start off with daytime, sunny pop songs, and then you transition to more nighttime songs with more synthesizer, a little bit darker of a mood before you kind of come back to the daytime. So that's kind of the arc of the album.
Don't know where I'm going or where I'll be. I'm just trying to patch the time, living in peace. The forces have gathered underneath. They come with the dark, dark, darling, washing over me. And I can see they're twisted. Don't hold true. I stay with the departed. Closely holding on to you.
That's Sean Pauling, his album Sun Sinking, now available. You can find the new record and a video of Sean performing the title track in the Cap Radio Garden. It's on our website at capradio.org/insightmusic. That's Insight Music for this month. And of course, we're looking forward to bringing you many more artists and albums in 2019. I'm your host, Randall White. Insight Music is produced by Bert Johnson and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. The Insight Music team gets help from Jen Picard, Nick Bruner, Devin Cortan, Andrew Nixon, Beth Ruyek, Pamela Wu, and Anthony Van Hook. Our technical director is Mr. Mark Jones. Our managing editor is Linnea Edmeyer. Insight Music's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us. Now, here's the latest single from Sean Pauling's new album. This is Rio Grande.
She wakes at dawn to the same rising sun. The show so oppressively. Traveled so far just to be put behind bars. Freedom never felt so close yet so far.